Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your host with the most, or your hostess with the mostest. I have to use that joke every time. I'm contractually obligated to use it every time I intro the show. No, I'm not. I just do that just to be silly. And one of these days, I'll come up with a better joke. But anyway, I'm Jim Suriani. Thank you for viewing or listening to our show, depending on where you're getting it, whether the podcast or video. And this week, our show is dedicated to Center Stage and to the Reemerge Dance Festival, which is taking place at Center Stage Theater June 17th through the 20th in downtown Santa Barbara. And the purpose for the festival is to celebrate and the return to theater, live performance with live performers and live audience indoors. And as we're putting this show together today, actually, the County of Santa Barbara has moved into the yellow tier, which for those in California, there's various tier levels from the pandemic. And purple was the most severe, and yellow is almost back to normal. So I'm very excited that people are allowed to move into, be a little bit more freer, if you will. And very excited about that. And that's the purpose then of the festival. The Reemerge Dance Festival is to celebrate the fact that we are about to reopen here, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. And everything will be almost back to normal. Almost. We're getting there. But anyway, let me just stop rambling and get to the show. My guest today on the show is Kushbu Dalsanya. She is the founder of Nartan School of Dance. And we're going to learn more about her school of dance and her style of dance, which is Indian dance. We'll talk about Bollywood and all sorts of things. I'm very excited to learn more about her type of dance. And by the way, her piece will be performed on Friday, June 18th at 7 p.m. That's Friday, June 18th of the Dance Festival. And for tickets and information, you can go to centerstagetheater.org for, you can buy tickets for individual performances or for the whole festival. It depends on what you want to do. But Kushbu, it's lovely to have you here today. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Hello, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So right off the bat, I want to ask you, where does the name Nartan come from? How did you come up with that name?
So Nartan literally means the dance of Shiva. So when Shiva is the performer of dance, when he dances, the whole world and universe kind of beats with the hip footwork. So Nartan normally used for the dance that he performs to keep the rhythm of the world going. So basically it is a dance that you do as a form of a prayer. So that's how.
It's a type of prayer.
The dancing is the way of to worship.
Oh, I see.
It's not really worshiping who, but that's the way you worship any god or any nature.
Nice.
Somebody sings, some people sing, some people play some instrument, but this is our way of worshiping.
Nice, very nice. And so tell us about the different styles and traditions of Indian dance. For example, what makes Bollywood dance? Are there certain types of steps that are involved? How does that work?
So India has always done dancing for centuries and generations and generations. It's imbued in the culture of India. If there is a baby born, there's dancing. There is a wedding, there's dancing. It's just a way of expressing your joy and feelings. In fact, there's dancing for if somebody passed away, there's this troupe that comes and dances in circle. In Rajasthan and some of the culture. So there is dancing involving all kind of expressions of Indian culture. And there are dances that has been, classical dances that have been passed on to generations by this one teacher, then the student takes on and makes sure it doesn't die. So there are seven different classical dances, Bharatanatyam, Kathak, Kathakali, Kuchipudi, Manipuri, Odissi, all these classical dances. And with the classical dance, we take on Bharatanatyam. But the Bollywood is kind of evolving with the time. There are so many folk dances of different status, different folk dance that emerge from the lifestyle of the farmer, lifestyle of a jeweler, lifestyle of a cook. So different steps comes from different folk bases, and Bollywood performs and mixes Western dance and Indian dance and folk dance and classical dance, depending on the situation of the movie. So Bollywood literally is the Indian movie. Indian cinema came from Hollywood, like Bombay Hollywood is Bollywood. And with this, all the movies are kind of Broadway shows, which involves a lot of music and dancing. So depending on the situation, Bollywood is very contemporary, a kind of a mix of dances.
Oh, so a mix of different styles then.
Yes, a lot of different styles.
And then tell us about the one style that you teach in particular in your school.
So I teach Bharatanatyam Thanjavur style, and it's a classical dance, almost like ballet, when we have a 7 to 8 years of syllabus of theory and practical that kids learn from basic steps and slowly start forming bigger dances and complex dances. So Northern School of Dance is, we were in New Jersey. I had 26 students in Arangetram, which is the graduation after 7 years of training, done it under me. And then here I started about 6 years ago. And past year I had 11 of my students ready and set to go to do the graduation ceremony after learning for 7 levels. Unfortunately, nothing worked out. So this is what I teach, but I also keep it very Bollywood because that's all the students are born and raised here. So they are exposed to multicultural here. So I keep a classical dance training and 20 minutes of Bollywood that is the most interesting and exciting music to keep them interested in learning the basic that I plan to pass on for generations.
Oh, very nice. Very cool. And so I'm talking with Kushbu Dalsania. She is with Nartan School of Dance, and she will be her group will be part of the dance festival, the Reemerge Dance Festival, which is taking place at Center Stage Theater. And for tickets and information, you want to log on to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. There's also a blog tab, and you can click on the blog tab, and it'll give you more information, more in-depth information about each of the various groups and individuals that are participating in the dance festival. And you can check that out as well. Again, centerstagetheater.org. So Kushbu, tell us about your artistic path. What led you to dance in the first place?
So as an Indian culture, I started learning as a 7-year-old and pursued like a theory and practical testing every year and pursued dancing as a side career throughout my youth. And then when I moved to United States in 2002, I realized that all these kids, it's a different culture for me, and all these kids and people were born and raised here. They love Indian culture because the parents are Indian, and lots of other interests from non-Indian people in the culture. How could I be a little piece of a little pearl in the big ocean to, you know, show them my culture and keep the culture ongoing in something that is so far from my country? So I chose dance. I taught in India as well in my college years, and I started teaching dance the month after I moved here. And the response was tremendous. There are so many dance schools, of course, but everybody wished to connect to the culture via some kind of art form. So this was a perfect place for all the kids to connect and come together and build friendship for so many years together. And all my students from even New Jersey, they are the bestest friends right now too. So it's a way of coming together as a community and making sure the culture stays alive.
Very cool. Nice. I like that. Yeah. I like what you said about a pearl in the ocean. That was a very expressive way to describe that. So of course, as we're talking today, you're very much immersed in the traditions of Indian dance, but are there other types of dance forms that you've been interested in either as a performer or just as a viewer?
Yes, of course. Actually, in fact, I taught for last, I would say 17 years at a ballet studio, which was offering ballet, hip hop, jazz, lyrical, aerial. And we always, lots of my students are also taking those classes. So when they do their shows, we merge the classical dance and aerial together and do like a, complex dance form. And lots of my students are ballet dancers too. They're amazing ballet dancers. And when they dance classical dance, we always use ballet music and perform something Indian classical while putting classical music, and they start going into ballet suddenly. So ballet and lyrical and aerial is something I'm always drawn towards because they have the same discipline and dedication required. I'm sure all the dances do, but those three we have tried merging with and coming up with a mix, and it has worked really beautifully in the past.
Oh, wow. That must be just visually stunning to see the combination of different styles.
It just gives us the real realization of the international, how all the countries and cultures in this time of day, we are all merged in and intertwined.
Yes, very much so. I like that idea. So tell us about your experience during the shutdown. How was that for you as far as, you know, trying to do dance during a quarantine? How did that work out for you?
So unfortunately, the shutdown happened a week before our annual big recital that we hold at the high school here in 700 capacity auditorium. So we were ready, all rehearsed, costumes were ready, costume rehearsals were done. And the week before the shutdown happened, the auditorium told us we can't hold it anymore. So, and lots of my students that I said they were graduating, so that was their last show almost with us. And unfortunately, they also had booked their entire individual shows. It's a big deal, like a wedding, when you graduate from Bharatanatyam. It's called Arangetram, and all the families come from all over. It's like a bar mitzvah or sweet 16. When they graduate, you put up a big show dancing and everybody watches you and comes together to celebrate your graduation. So that was all done, photographers done, photography shoots done, invitations done, and bookings done, and it couldn't happen. So it was pretty sad for us.
Oh, that's devastating.
Yeah, 11 of the students, so 11 shows plus our recital, 12 shows getting canceled, was a little disturbing. But I would have to say my students were such a champ. We started Zoom classes by end of March, and everybody did so good. The parents put together so much efforts to continue and help their kids when they couldn't understand me teaching in Zoom. And we have sustained all this far. Everybody's still dancing. We have never missed a day dancing.
Oh, wow. So will there be some way to make up the performance either this year or is that just not going to happen?
So I have to say, Center Stage, thank you so much for giving us our very first opportunity after the said quarantine 18 months. We haven't been able to book anything so far because none of the auditorium has opened the bookings yet. But we hope for end of this year or definitely early next year, we could accomplish all the shows that we have missed out.
Oh, okay, good. So hopefully you'll be able to make it up somewhere along the way.
I hope so too,
yes. And I'm talking with Kushbu Dalsania. She is the founder of Nartan School of Dance, and they will be participating in the Reemerge Dance Festival, which takes place June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage Theater. And they will be performing. Their performance will be on Friday, June 18th at 7 p.m. And for tickets, you can again log on to centerstagetheater.org. Click on the blog tab as well and check out the blog and see all the in-depth information about the festival and about each of the performers. And you can check that out as well. So let me ask you then, Kushbu, what are you hoping the audience will take away from your performance when they leave the theater? What are you hoping they take away from it?
So I really wish they can see expression is the biggest part of our dance. They can see the expression of what it means in the dance. One of our items that is done by all the adults, mummies, we call it a mummy group, that they wanted to dance even as a child, and some way or the other they couldn't accomplish, and they came together 5 years ago and they started learning again. With their daughters, some of them, and some of them has empty nesters, and they started dancing as a part of their 50-year bucket list that before they're 50, they want to accomplish this dance. So we are praying to Lord Ganesha, is the good God with like elephant ear and trunk, And we're praying for, especially when the opportunity came, India was fighting with COVID-19. And it was very devastating for number of amount of sick people versus resources. So it was our way to pray the nature and almighty universe to please help India, please help the people who don't have enough resources and help them survive this pandemic. Like we all did with the full resources, we had lost lots of lives. So we could only imagine the devastation was gonna cause to India. So that's the Ganesha dance, it's a prayer. And the other, my younger students, they are doing a Bollywood number with lots of beats and expressions, calling guests. That guests are a big part of Indian culture too. We love guests. And when the guests come, we put up like, please come and stay. And that, so it says like, oh guests, dear guests, please come and enjoy our home or stay with us. So that's what it is calling. And it also has a similar meaning that the lady is calling her lover that, oh guest, please come. And you know, I've been waiting for years for you to arrive. So that would be two dances. I hope everybody enjoys.
Nice, nice. And that, so, and that's part of the story that is told through the dance.
That's part of the story, and I wish the audience can connect with the beats because they can't understand the words, of course, but I hope we can express well enough that they could understand a little part of the story, what's going on.
Nice.
And you can see the colors of Indian dances.
Right, right. And definitely, I wish India well. On my side, I would, you know, offer up prayers as well to that India can come out of the COVID crisis over there and reemerge as well on the on their end. Yeah. So I hope you don't mind if you wouldn't mind indulging me a little bit. I would like to ask you some random questions. I've been asking everybody random questions as a way to get to know people through another way other than just through the dance. Do you mind if I put you on the spot for a second?
Go ahead. I hope I perform better. I'm a good performer in dance, but I don't know about this, but we'll try.
Okay. So tell me, what is your favorite comfort food?
My comfort food would be khichdi, Indian rice lentil soup, and homemade yogurt. That's my comfort food.
Oh, yeah. That sounds really good. That sounds delicious. And let me see. What is my other question is, what is your most treasured possession?
My kids.
Of course.
I love my kids, and I think any mother could relate to this. So my kids are a treasured possession. And I would also say the ability to function as a human being. Not everybody is blessed with that.
So. Right. How many children do you have?
I have two, a boy and girl, 12-year-old and 9-year-old.
Nice. And and of course that has to be your most treasured possession. I can't imagine anything else. So if you were to name your favorite fictional character, who would that be? And it could be in either literature or movies or TV, or if you had a favorite fictional character, who would that be?
I have to say Master Yoda.
Oh really?
I love Star Wars. We are a big fan as a family, and I draw both my kids when they age, and I have this costume I made by my hand, and Master Yoda was my favorite. I love his grammar as well.
I love Yoda too, and I'm a huge Star Wars fan myself. I've been following Star Wars since the beginning, but Master Yoda, that would be great.
That's and I love how the new Star Wars coming with the female leads.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That is. Yeah. Well, Kushboo, we're just about out of time, but before we go, is there any information you want to put out for Nartan School of Dance, or any 411 information, you know, social media information for your organization?
Sure, I have a studio in Camarillo, and I take students once a year in end of July. So if anybody interested in learning like a little few months classes or a sustainable like long-term Bharatanatyam or Bollywood classes, please contact us, nartandance5@gmail.com or 805-814-0976. We always also have great performers that are ready and just graduated freshly. We'd love to come and perform at some amazing show to make it a little very cultural and give it a little culture touch. So keep us in mind. Nerthen School of Dance, it's nerthen.net. www.nerthen.net is the website, and contact us. We would love to come perform for you.
Excellent. And again, Nerthen Dance will be performing at the festival on Friday, June 18th at 7 p.m. And for tickets, you can log on to Center Stage's website, centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org, and all the ticket information is there. You can also click on the blog tab and check out the blog and see all the detailed information about all the performers, including Nerthen School of Dance, and check out all that information. Yes, and please come and attend. We're very excited to have the festival and to have it be available to everybody as a way to celebrate reopening the theater. And again, at centerstagetheater.org. Also, if you are curious about what I'm up to, you can check out my stuff at Jim on the Air. My podcast is available on several platforms, Jim on the Air, and you can find it at Apple Podcast, Anchor.fm, Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcast, and Radio Public, just to name a few. Again, that's Jim on the Air, and also on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, you can find me there as well. And Kuchipu, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today.
Jim, thank you so much for the opportunity and bringing us live like this.
Absolutely, my pleasure. And good luck and with the school and with the performance and with all the future endeavors. And thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. And everybody, thank you so much for listening or watching, whichever the case may be. And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.